dawn. Roll away the dawn and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. It is Monday, the 28th of March in the year 2005. And this is day 11 for Terry Schiavo, without water, without food. And we heard today that they are going to have an autopsy done after Terry's death so they can prove that there was no foul play by Michael. And of course we know that whatever is said will just be more of their lies. Our spiritual message this evening is the same as that we have been doing for the last couple, 3 weeks. From Matthew, this is something for us to consider all around, not just relating to Terry Schiavo. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And that is a quote, a statement that is attributed to Jesus. And he did say that I and my Father are one. He is in me as I am in you, and you are in me. And that's what I get from that, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to spend the broadcast talking about Terry. Our heart is with her. Our love is with her. And we posted, this was a couple, 3 weeks ago, when the U.S. Congress was going to get involved here. And we had posted a piece, and I said, well, you know, good news, but the U.S. Congress doesn't do anything. The U.S. Congress critters don't do anything other than what their masters tell them to do. And one of the statements that I made is that we have to be alert because we should be aware of what could be going on in the background behind the scenes while all of our attention is on Terry Schiavo. And tonight, our guest is Alan Watt. I called Alan late this afternoon. I thought, well, maybe I'll ask Alan to come on and ask him to give us his sage insight into what is happening, and what has been happening is what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Alan, thanks for being here with us tonight.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yes, always. So behind the scenes, what
Well, I think...
Would you... just some insight or your thoughts. I mean, we know that the media, the mainstream media, has not brought this out the way it has, mm-hmm. for nothing.
Yeah, it was a blitz across every border, every country.
Yes.
It was what they call in Freemasonry a must-be. It's a must-be. And it was portrayed exactly in the same format on every station, where the public have been brought through and participated in a psychodrama.
Yes.
An occult psychodrama. And they've been brought to the conclusion, carefully by the magicians, that the masters wanted in the first place, which is the right of courts to declare their right and
their
authority
power.
For euthanasia. Euthanasia is the word for it, you see. They never used that. In all of the stations, they never used the word euthanasia.
Uh-huh.
And so, without even a debate in Congress, the government is putting down on its books, as a precedent, the right to euthanize who they decide.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, life support is not having a feeding tube in you.
That's right.
You see? So
artificial life support, they're calling it. Alan, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I read a quote today. I think it was by Philos, or it was by one of the doctors that testified that she was PVS.
Yeah.
And he said that even a person who cannot bring a spoon up to their mouth.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it doesn't matter if you can swallow or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to be fed by someone else, then it's
well, that would take most of the traffic victim accidents that are in hospital for a few months and then out again.
Yeah.
You know? So in other words, they have what they wanted to get through for a long, long time is the right for the courts to declare the right for euthanasia, condemn who they wish to, and even use a non-medical term that you can stretch like a rubber band and say that you're in a vegetative state, which is a non-medical term, you see. It's like democracy. It can be stretched as far as they wish it to be stretched. So, and the public have gone along with this because they swallowed this vegetative state or weapons of mass destruction repetition. And of course, now they're all out putting their living wills together, as they've all been advised
to. Oh,
yes. Alan, which is the next big con.
I'm going to be away from the mic for just a minute. You continue, okay?
Yeah, well, this living will thing, every station in Canada, like the U.S., did exactly the same thing. They gave you the spiel with the vegetative state repetition, and then then talked to experts who advised everyone to get living wills. And of course, if you look at one of the biggest industries today is the organ donor industry, and you see that the most expensive organs are those taken from a body where the heart is still beating, but they're declared brain dead. And so this falls right into their agenda, because they always make a profit off the human misery they cause. And since we are nothing but the sheep, then it makes perfect sense they've done it in this format. But Joe Public has tacitly given his consent to having himself euthanized in the future, without a living will, because it makes no difference in the end. If the courts have the right to decide, they can overrule whatever they want. So, yeah, it's a psychodrama where they've brought the whole public in on the act, just like they did with the killing of Kennedy. It was broadcast all over the world, over and over and over. And so, this is deliberate, very carefully constructed. There was no variation on the presentation of this from station to station, whether it was radio, television, or whatever. It was all the same. So, we're going down the path they wish. They put these same laws through in Holland, and you wouldn't believe where these laws have now ended up with the public. It started off with people who were brain dead, supposedly. And now there are so many lawsuits where they've inadvertently killed the wrong people by mistaking their tags. And it's going on and on and on. And plus, they're making a tremendous profit from the organ donation from the live bodies. So, yeah, psychodramas of immense proportions. Now, while that was all happening on the 23rd, President Bush had a meeting with Fox and Prime Minister Martin of Canada, and they signed into agreement the unification of the Americas. And I don't think they even broadcasted on U.S. television as to what they'd done, but in Canada they certainly did. show us, little bits of it, censored though it was, where, yeah, they admitted that they're going ahead, and within 4 years there will be no borders as such.
So that's so that anybody thinking about leaving the U.S. and moving to Canada may as well hang that up.
Yes, because there's to be a common passport, and they've got the pictures of it in the newspapers up here.
Oh, my gosh, Alan.
And it's a biometric with your eye scan. It's got eye scan, thumbprint, everything on it. And it's all ready to go. It's all ready to go. But this is being constructed in exactly the same way as the European Union, where after they sign it into law, basically you are part of the one continent from then on. So we are already, and they've already merged the military and CSIS.
That certainly would include Mexico too, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And so all your CIA and so on are all combined with CSIS and so on. All law enforcement is combined.
What's CSIS?
That's our version of the same thing.
Oh, okay.
We call it Big CIS, you know.
Big CIS.
But it's a they're also bringing in a common currency eventually. They admitted that. Common taxation, common rights to all natural resources, and the bureaucrat from one country can move to the other country's government and work there if they wish to. So this is all in process right now.
Honey, that's what I was told, and one of our listeners is trying to get it through to WWCI.
Oh.
Thanks, honey.
Alan?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. That phone call was the second one I've received.
Uh-huh.
And Eleanor called up the first one.
Yeah?
I turned my mic down so we wouldn't interrupt your flow of talk. She said that we started out really nice and clear.
Uh-huh.
And she said now it's so muffled that you can't even hear us. And I gave her WWCR's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
For them to call. She said, well, I think it is WFAR. If it isn't muffled on the internet,
mm-hmm.
it isn't from WFAR, because WWCR picks up the signal off the internet.
Yeah.
So I gave Eleanor the phone number, and I don't know if any of our engineers at WWCR listen, but we need some help here to get a good clear signal out. This was another listener. Eleanor called from Canada. Kate called from New Jersey, and she said, Jackie, I'm sorry, but you and Alan are so muffled, I cannot make out a word you're saying.
Mm.
And we haven't had this happening, Alan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We haven't had it happening.
I'm not surprised.
I wonder, Nicholas, if you're listening to this broadcast, would you come in and click in, please? Because I was thinking maybe Nicholas could get a hold of one of the engineers over at WWCR, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because I know I've got a little earpiece here for my radio, and it sounds, it sounds like mush.
And Eleanor said it started out as clear as a bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe one of our internet listeners would click off and give me a call at 570-537-3025 and let me know how it is coming through on the internet. I've listened on the internet, and it's always clear. And the signal is being picked up from WWCR right off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, let us continue as though people can hear us.
Yeah.
We do have internet listeners, and we do have audio tapes of the broadcast. Nicholas archives all of the broadcasts.
Yeah.
And he's offered our listeners who want copies of the broadcast for $25 that he can put an entire month on a CD.
Oh, okay.
That's really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So let's. Did you mention that the meeting, some meeting that was held in Waco, Texas?
On the 23rd.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
God.
And they called it the Three Amigos.
You know, Alan, the thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
For me, to have sat here and done a radio broadcast as though what's happening to Terry isn't happening,
uh-huh.
I could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand that. I mean, I realized when it was all over, the media the way it is, I did realize that they were doing it. I mean, it was intentional. They never do anything that is not intentional.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of a catch-22 they get us into.
Yeah, it's so obvious because it didn't matter what station you tuned into, radio, AM, television, U.S., Canada, it was the exact same format. They were reading the same scripts. There was no variation. And the constant repetition of vegetative state, like weapons of mass destruction. And
they did that little, Linda Kennedy calls it an S-curve.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what happened. There were so many people emailing and calling those news broadcasters,
uh-huh.
and the stations saying, here, look at this, here, look at this.
Yeah.
They couldn't avoid it. They had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what I heard. I believe it was on the 18th or it might have been the 16th. It was Larry King Live. It was that week anyway. He had Michael Schiavo and his Philo son.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had Suzanne, which is Terry's sister, and their lawyer Gibbs on. Well, then the last one that they had on, it was all of them in the same broadcast, but not all together.
Yeah.
And it was some man from the Bioethics Institute.
Now that's the new name for the eugenics.
Yes, Institute. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've got information on it. It's not ethical at all, of
mm-hmm.
course. But here's what I noticed. And this is how they do their little slight little curve. Enough people knew that Terry Schiavo was not in a coma.
Yeah.
They saw the videos, etc. And so Larry King is talking to this Arthur guy, and he said, but when you look at her and you see, I mean, she makes facial expressions. He says, that's right. Larry King said, that's no coma. And then here's what the guy said. That's right. You're right. But it doesn't matter. See, first of all, they started pushing it like she's in a coma. She's been in a coma for 15 years,
yeah.
And then it came out that she isn't, and that she smiles and cries and.
I've got tape of her trying to talk.
Yes. Okay. So then, here's what the guy said. But it doesn't matter, he said to Larry King. You're right. She isn't in a coma. But he said, listen, we have Scientologists, we have Jehovah's Witnesses, who say, we don't want your medicine. We would rather pray. And he said, we don't force it on them. So why would we force it on Terry? She does not want to live like this. So you see, they came right out and admitted, oh, yeah, she's not in a coma, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's your cognitive dissonance, yeah.
Yes.
And that's how you get the public to go along with the flow of the way it's presented to
yes.
them. Right to the very conclusion that they expect you to reach. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. She wants this, and Michael is just fulfilling her wishes.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Daddy?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Well, I heard them. They didn't hear me for some reason. I wonder if the volume is down on this thing. Although I don't know if that. Hello, okay, all right. They really did a number on this thing, didn't they, Alan?
Well, they achieved three objectives.
Maybe more than three.
Yeah. At least though, it was a slick chess move. You know, one by one, and the public have no idea where they're really being led because it's a highly emotive production. You see. And that's when they get you. They rile you up into emotion, and they have the public arguing amongst each other, which
yes.
is designed. But they always bring you to your conclusion, you know.
Yes.
And so number one is the courts have the right to decide who's to be killed and who's a useless cheater and who isn't. And no debate in Congress.
That's right.
And the public, if they acquiesce to that decision, then they've now given their power that that's okay with them. It's now law.
For our listeners who have Internet access, folks, if you go into Terry's section, you'll see a piece in there that I had written back in 2003 in October, and it's regarding the so-called constitutional challenge. And exactly what Alan is talking about right now is what I was talking about in that article, that they're showing us that the courts are going to be the law in this land. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Jackie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I do think your volume level's down there, because I listen to you occasionally, and you sound like the volume needs to be turned up.
No, honey, I was talking about the telephone when you called before. It is.
Well,
no.
I didn't call before.
Oh, well, somebody did, and they didn't hear me on the phone when I said hello. But I'm looking. I've got a LED here, a voice volume thing, level. And our volume is not down, honey. There's something going on. Are you listening on the Internet?
No, I'm on my C-band satellite dish in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. All right. But you're saying the volume sounds low.
Yeah, even with the other shows on Worldwide, First Amendment, they seem like they need to turn their audio up.
Well, that would be Nicholas. That would be Nicholas that you'd want to get a hold of.
Okay.
And I can give you a phone number. Phone, honey, he's going to look at it right now, he said.
Oh, okay. Well, just thought I'd let you know about that.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. And who is it? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Sheldon.
Sheldon, thanks for calling, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Well, WWCR doesn't pick it up off the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
They pick it up off the Internet, but it's good for Nicholas to know if the volume is low on the satellite that he needs to do something with it. And I'm sorry for all these interruptions, Alan.
Well, that's the way it goes.
It is the way it goes, isn't it?
But,
you're just
no,
a bad guy.
Yeah.
Every time you come on.
I know. It just suddenly happened.
I know.
Yeah. But no. As I say, we're living through psychodramas, and they're Masonically and occultically created to the tiniest detail. Because even you take the Schindler's List novel.
Yeah, isn't it interesting?
And Schindler, of course, the whole idea is that he had the right to decide who would live and die. And, of course, the parents are called Schindler. And you take Terry Shiloh, and you take the name itself, and then you put it to the old Celtic name, which is used in Masonry, High Masonry, for the Soul Eater.
Soul Eater.
Which is called a Shriver, you know. And you can certainly make that out of Terry Shriver. You can put that together and you've got Shriver, which is the Soul Eater. And that was someone who was put out there to basically eat the sins of the person if the priest didn't get there in time.
Oh, my. Was that... I saw a movie about that, The Sin Eater.
You might have, because once in a blue moon they'll put a lot of that stuff out in movies. But in old history books you'll find that name comes up, and in High Masonry they still use it. So right down to the tiniest detail, this is an occult drama, psychodrama.
Oh, wow.
That we've all been played through, just like all the details that went into the Kennedy assassination.
Well, Alan,
yeah.
You know, I've had people email me and say the name Schindler.
Uh-huh.
Are they Jews? Are they sacrificing one of their own, etc.?
Uh-huh.
And you know, of course, Schindler's List, people have connected that name.
Mm-hmm.
But Shiloh, of course, that's amazing too. But tell me this. How does it happen? Now, see, this gets really esoteric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. Eleanor, I got through to WWCR and notified them you were over-modulating, and the feed has been coming in and out from WWFAR. I talked to Nicholas as well. They both know about it. At this very second, it's still coming through very overmodulated from WWCR on shortwave, and I can't recheck the web, but the web was fine.
The internet was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know we're not overmodulating from here, and it's interesting because one man called from Arizona, and he was listening from the satellite, and he said that the volume on the satellite was too low.
Well, I think that the people that like to harass us are busy. That's the only thing I can see.
Because,
both are reporting. It looks normal from there, but I asked them to keep checking for overmodulation at WWCR because that's where it is.
Yes, it is. And, you know, what they have to do is not check what's going out, but what's coming off the transmitter, Eleanor.
That's right.
Did you tell her that, honey?
I didn't get that far. I said that there's severe overmodulation here, and, that she must continue to check for the cause.
Good. Well, what you might do, if you would be willing to do that, is to call her and ask her how she can check to see what's coming off the transmitter. Not what they're putting out, but what's coming off the transmitter.
Right.
Eleanor,
is she an engineer?
Yeah, uh-huh. Who'd you talk to, honey?
Yeah, okay.
Who'd you talk to?
Oh, I didn't get a name.
Oh, well,
it took me a while to reach her. I
know.
It took me a while to reach her.
Good for you.
Anyway.
Thank you, Eleanor. Get a name, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. God love her, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lady, she is so... Eleanor White is just...
On the ball, yeah.
Well, besides that,
mm-hmm.
her passion and compassion for Terry has been just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Schindler. Okay, here's my thought. This happened to Terry Schindler Schiavo,
mm-hmm.
and she goes into the hospital, and probably, from the bone scan, and it was said by close friends, she was going to be divorcing him. Because of the way he treated her and because of his womanizing.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, a friend said, why don't you just don't go home tonight? Stay with me. Well, she winds up in this condition. Now, she wasn't party to that.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say, okay, I'll get brain dead because my name is Schindler, Schiavo.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, and I don't think that Schiavo... I mean, maybe he did, but that would be a heck of a reach to
mm-hmm.
say, oh, well, this was all a plot,
mm-hmm.
and because the name is Schindler Schiavo,
mm-hmm.
and it means this and this, we'll have him
mm-hmm.
create this drama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but I think things are worked out so far in advance, even before people get together. And I think that's really how occultic everything truly is. In this system.
What you're saying, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they worked this out,
mm-hmm.
that we,
we
get beat up, we get strangled,
mm-hmm.
we get made, not brain dead, brain damaged,
mm-hmm.
because of maybe a fit of anger that a husband got into,
mm-hmm.
and
or he was ordered to do it. At the right time, and believe you me, in this real world, that's not beyond them. They plan.
They were in their 20s. Do you know they were in their 20s?
Yeah.
When this happened, Alan?
Yeah.
They had only been married 5 years
mm-hmm.
when this happened.
Yeah.
We have to take our half hour break here, ladies and gentlemen. I guess our shortwave listeners evidently can't hear this, but this broadcast is listener sponsored, and if you would like to see it stay on the air, we're going to need your help. You have to become part of it. You don't have to be, but if you want it to stay on the air, don't count on everybody else to do it. It's going to be you. I will be right back. Get your pen in your hands, please.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
All right, folks, we're back with you. At least I know that our Internet listeners can hear this broadcast. Alan, what it makes me think of what you just said is that they are beyond a cult. They are using the power, the creative energy, misusing it. Maybe we could call it black magic. To induce people to do certain things. It's weird. That is warped. That's weird.
It's beyond the human capability, really. But I've seen it happen so many times that it cannot be ignored. The precise detail, when they want a human sacrifice to, and of course it happens around Easter time, when they want to sacrifice.
Purim.
Yeah.
Purim was just a few days before Easter.
Yeah. And it's all Ishtar anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the thing is, they go into incredible detail way in advance of the event. And have everything perfect to pull it off, because it is an occultic drama that the whole of society must participate in.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
And boy, Alan, you know, this really behooves us to continue to look at ourselves and be very aware, acutely aware of how we're being, how we're feeling, even our emotions. I mean, see, I'm very clear these past couple weeks. I haven't even gone to sleep until broad daylight several mornings, because I just am not, I'm sleepless. And I actually, it's bright enough that I can, when I go to bed, I can sit there and read my book without the lights on. And I'm very clear that state of mind that I have been in and not having been able to somehow bring myself out of it, but I've been aware that how I'm feeling is exactly how they want us to feel.
Oh, of course.
Hopeless, hurting, frustrated, all of those negative types of energies that feed their power.
Yeah.
Because they are the negative.
Oh, they are the negative. And since 9/11, I don't know if people have noticed, but pretty well all authority figures out there from government departments are coming forward with a different demeanor. They're not, even the politicians aren't giving the same old pretense of joviality.
No, they aren't.
We're seeing the new face of dictatorial personalities emerge, and that's the new training of the public for the new era. And this is, again, skillfully managed. It's an old technique. These guys go back thousands and thousands of years. And we're going into their new phase of a form of dictatorship, really.
And the people who are being put in the power places.
Oh, yeah. No one's there by chance or hard work.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so they have it all figured out, exactly who should be in and when, we have family dynasties here. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We're presented with the choice of this family dynasty or that family dynasty, only to find out that they're all interrelated anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
You know,
matter.
You said, I mean, one time you were talking about the Bush family,
mm-hmm.
and you said that they're really only twigs on the family tree.
Yeah.
Boy, those twigs sure have done their work, haven't they, Alan?
Oh, they have.
Because
they
do
have,
nothing.
You know, they're not the brightest of
no,
people.
No, I was
Georgism,
just, yes, I was going to say that. Actually, they do nothing. They're just the front piece.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Poppy, he's a pretty wicked guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's more shrewd. He thinks more and judges. He calculates his language more than his son.
And all the son does, the shrub,
mm-hmm.
all he does is stick his chest out and strut with that mm-hmm. smirky little smile on his face, like
yes,
he's somebody.
He does, when he's got the script there, he can read it pretty good. But when he doesn't have a script there, he makes incredible blunders.
Yeah,
you know?
He's pathetic.
This is the man that was talking about the French because they wouldn't join his war. And he said, well, the French don't even have a word for entrepreneur.
Like that means something, huh? Oh,
well,
and it is
a French
word.
Word.
Oh, my God, Alan.
So, yeah, and on the 23rd there, when the three amigos were meeting to sign us all into one continent, in one system, a reporter in the audience asked the main question. He said, does this mean it's the exact same format as the European Union? And Mr. Paul Martin, who is also a lawyer, you know.
Oh, who's Paul Martin?
He's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Okay.
He said, well, it's not quite the Big Bang. I mean, he was off balance, but he was trying to give us a very vague answer. But George couldn't help himself, and he wasn't reading the script. And he said, yes, he says, I see this whole thing based on inter-cooperation and closer ties. The exact same phraseology they
uh-huh.
used when they were bringing Europe together. And he says, progressing towards a common goal, you know,
uh-huh.
and spreading democracy through the entire continent. So, yeah, he couldn't help himself. He was too enthusiastic. And he gave too much out of the bag, really. It was only last year that the British people were given the released documents that had been classified since 1972, when they had actually signed Britain into the Union, sovereignty and all, and it said in the document that the British people must never be told the truth until this is accomplished.
Oh my.
Now that's democracy for you. And democracy, again, is an elastic band that's never had a fixed definition.
You're laughing.
Yeah, because you have to stand back and look at the farces of it all, you know.
But, Alan, how do you know all that you know and understand all that you know and mm-hmm. can bear it?
Because I was born like this. I mean, I was a camera for the first 5 years just watching. And from then on, I got to the learning stage to investigate what was going on. And when you realize how old this plan is, and that the techniques used upon nations and peoples are ancient techniques that were known thousands of years ago, and they're formulas, actually, you know. And they were used in ancient times when the bankers, the international bankers of 2,000 years ago, were taking over the Middle East and the GNC. The exact same techniques were used.
The money changers.
They had international bankers back then.
Well, you said the money changers were international bankers.
Well, they were the bankers, but, you know, you can go into the writings of the old philosophers of Greece and Athens and Attica and so on. And some of them actually explain how these guys came in and introduced their coinage, their gold and their silver, set up local branch offices, branch banks, and then once the public were used to using this strange thing called money rather than bartering with each other, the bankers would say, well, you know, your money isn't safe out there, bring it into this branch bank.
And we'll give you paper receipts.
Well, what they gave them then was clay facsimiles, And they found, you know, thousands of jars of this stuff, clay facsimiles. And then as soon as the gold and silver was in the local branch bank, it was shipped across the sea to the Middle East again and put into the temple.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's the big deal about gold?
Gold, of course...
I know it has intrinsic value, but there's something about gold that has meant something to them throughout all these years, Alan.
Yeah, it's the old god. It's old god, old G, you know. The G of Freemasonry that they have in all their symbols.
What, gold?
Yeah.
Is that where the word God comes from?
God is also dog backwards. Because,
I know it is.
Because the symbol of the god in his night form was the constellation Orion, who was always followed by the two dogs, his faithful dogs. And, of course, Sirius, the main star that rises and tells them when the Nile flood was coming, is the eye of the Canis Major, you know, the dog that follows.
What is the dog star?
That is Sirius.
Okay.
That's the eye of the dog that follows Orion.
And there's something in the Bible that woman that was asking Jesus to help her.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't, and she said, I'll pick up the crumbs that you feed the dogs, or... That's symbolic. What did that...
Well, it's a racist comment, if he actually said it, because, he said... she supposedly replied, yes, but even the dogs...
I didn't believe that he said that.
It would be something if he did.
He wouldn't, exactly.
It would negate the whole idea that he was for everyone.
That's right. That's why... So forget that he said it, but they said he said it.
Uh-huh.
What did it symbolize to them?
It was to differentiate between who a true Jew was and who a Sumerian was, because they'd both come from Babylon, you know. They'd both been led out of Babylon, and the invading king who released them from Babylon had first sent out a group who were told you can only study the five books of the Bible, and they were then called the Samaritans. And then he sent another group out a few years later, out who were the rest of the Jews, supposedly, and they were given also the Babylonian Talmud, and they became bitter enemies, these two groups.
Were those the Pharisees and the Sadducees?
Yeah, they were very sad, you see.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Here's what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can remember your address, can't you?
I do have it somewhere.
Okay, good. Well, because I have to let Mariah out. She's bugging me.
Mm-hmm.
And so will you explain the books that you have available and give our listeners your address and phone number if somebody would like to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back with you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Carry on, dear.
Yeah. So my name is Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, and you simply write to site, that's S-I-T-E, 41, I think it's box 4 actually, Esther, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. And that'll get to me. I have two sort of booklets put together, and it explains some of the occult terminology which is included in religion, because all Masonic temples in the West use the Bible, although they read the esoteric meanings from it, which the profane, as the rest of the people are called, are not taught in their churches. Each one is $20, and if you want one or two, send the money to me at that address, and I'll send it off as soon as possible. I also try to keep letters short, because I have so many piled up to reply to with questions and so on, and I really, really don't have the time to reply to them all in detail. some of them would take a whole book to just to reply to one letter, because some of them are 20 pages long. So yeah, you can do that, or you can phone me. Hold on, I'm just looking for it now. I never know my own number. It's 705-695-0416. And let's see, that's Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, P3E4N1. And if you're interested in learning some of the occult terminology, I'm sure you won't be disappointed with this.
Did you finish it?
Yep.
Oh, well, that was just perfect timing.
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, and your phone number, did you give your phone number?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my address once again for those of you who do listen and do appreciate the information that you get on this broadcast. It is Jackie Patru, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, M-I-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Pennsylvania, 16936. And before I forget, you please make a note of this, and you, maybe most of you or maybe all of you do. On Monday and Friday nights, Darren Weeks, our webmaster, is on right after Sweet Liberty. And I hope you will stay tuned. You will want to Darren's broadcast. Chris Kerner, it's American Exposé. And Chris is on during the Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday broadcasts that follow Sweet Liberty. Alan, thanks for coming on tonight.
There's no problem. You know, it's a pity that the reception's so...
I know it. Yeah, I know it is. Well, maybe I'll just play this tape another time, surprise them,
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. This past 2 weeks that this has been going on, 3 weeks, I guess, I can't even describe to you where I've been, because maybe I don't know. You know what I mean, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just nice to have you on here tonight.
Well, at least we can shed some other light on it than that which has already been put out there.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't know if the people also know that Clearwater area is basically the center for Scientology.
Oh, it's George Greer. Do you know that? Well, yes. Well, maybe they don't, but I've got another piece that's going to be posted
mm-hmm.
on our website.
Yeah.
But Judge George Greer was given an award by the Clearwater Bar Association.
Yeah.
And do you know what it was for?
Uh-huh.
For passing the test.
Mm.
Literally, the guy that gave him the award was a lawyer who was a lawyer for Scientology.
Yeah, in fact, their main broadcasting station is right next door to the hospital.
Ouch.
And, you know, and they have a degreed system because they are a higher Freemasonic system, you see.
Oh, do they?
And OT8, the degree of OT8 is the degree where you can kill with a thought.
What does O, are you saying O like the letter O?
Yeah.
T as in Thomas?
Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah, number eight.
Okay, so what does the O and...
That's their eighth degree, and it's
but
the
what
order.
Does O and T stand for?
Well, here's the thing. It's Satan with a lisp, because it's the order of Satan, T-H-A-T, you see?
Order of Satan.
Satan.
Oh, my God, Alan.
And the degree of eight, which is as above, so below, the number eight.
Yes.
Is the ability to kill with a thought. It's one of their higher degrees. And, of course, once that thought has been put on paper by a judge, they just killed with a thought.
Let me tell you something. I've got a quote by Greer.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, I've sent it over to Darren to put up at the very top of Terry's page.
Yeah.
And basically that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
This girl that was back at another time when they took out her feeding tube, uh-huh. is not to be fed. this girl is going to die.
Yeah, you starve to death, yeah.
Doesn't matter how.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does, but...
Well, you starve to death, and you die by dehydration. This is murder, I mean, obviously.
Well, I know that. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. You just said, you know, they're eighth degree
mm-hmm.
when it's put on paper.
That's them killing with assault.
And it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he said. This girl is going to die.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't happen then. It's happening now.
Yeah.
You know, and Alan,
mm-hmm.
I really believe that she has stepped outside of it. Well, I have this place. I think I've mentioned this to you in our conversations. I call it my twilight zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes as I'm drifting into sleep, but I'm not sleeping. And I saw her standing outside of her body.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very, very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still that life flow, mm-hmm. the, what they call the silver cord. Not that I saw a silver cord. But it was, it wasn't like, oh, okay, Terry's gone, quote, dead.
Mm-hmm.
But that she had stepped, she was standing there, very peaceful and very lovely. And she was like in a watching, mm-hmm. like just watching.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, the lawyer for the husband.
Philos.
Yes, well, he's also a member of all these groups. And he, in 1991, he was in, I think it was Future Magazine, as an advocate, prima advocate for the right of euthanasia. And he claims that when he went in to see Terry, he saw her soul inside, communicating with his.
Oh, shoot.
And screaming. And screaming
oh.
to be released.
Oh,
that's
no.
what he said, yeah.
Do you know what he said
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago, a few days ago?
Yeah.
On news, network news,
mm-hmm.
that Terry has never looked so beautiful.
Yes.
And Bobby Schiavo, her brother, said, that is such a lie.
Yeah.
But he told his mom, don't even go in to see her anymore.
No, because she's bleeding from her eyes.
From her eyes, and her tongue is bleeding.
Yeah.
And Philos, to that devil,
mm-hmm.
she looked beautiful to him.
Mm-hmm.
God, Alan.
Well, they're, you know, creatures from hell, unfortunately.
And where is hell, Alan?
This is it.
This world.
Vithela is the Norwegian or Nordic word for the earth. And this is it, folks. You know, you're here, and you've definitely been run by the master
and
alive.
And what in the hell are we doing here, Alan?
Yeah, well, maybe there's a way out for some people.
Yes.
Some of the fallen angels. Maybe they've done some repentance.
Or like you said earlier today when we were talking,
mm-hmm.
That the good news is that we can wake up in hell.
Oh, that's a miracle. I mean, that's a miracle in itself.
That is a miracle.
When you realize the intense amount of indoctrination that we get as soon as we comprehend what's happening from the system and kindergarten media cartoons in school and media, I mean, that's all an intense matrix system to give us a version of reality which most people will never question right to their death.
Oh, yeah.
And yet it's not happening just in this generation. It's happened for thousands of years.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? Maybe not this intensely. And I think you had said this a long time ago, that, you know, there is nothing new under the sun in the technology
mm-hmm.
today.
Yeah.
But you said that you believed that they had really advanced
yeah.
further in this time
mm-hmm.
than they've ever advanced before.
Yeah,
so
they've had the knowledge, and we definitely know from Francis Bacon's books, written in the 1500s and published 1602, The New Atlantis, that he's talking about a weather machine to control the weather and
yeah.
cause earthquakes and storms
yeah.
and things.
And genetically modifying the plants.
Plants and animals. And engineering mosquitoes to carry diseases for warfare purposes.
Yeah.
And this is in the days of the horse and buggy and the candle.
That was 1605, wasn't it?
1602, the first book one was published, although it was written in the late 1500s.
The New Atlantis. You know, Alan, I never got that book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I called colleges. I just never got that book.
Uh-huh. Well, it's worth the read, because if you can plug.
Well, I know,
it,
but
yeah.
You know, I was trying to find can I get this at? Can I get the real New Atlantis, like from Barnes and Noble or something?
Yeah, they'll have a list of different editions, upgraded editions.
You know what I think it was? I think I had called, and they didn't have any, but they could order them for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you had suggested that, you know, colleges will have them.
Yeah.
And I called colleges up there, you know, from in the New York phone book that I have,
mm-hmm.
and here in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
none of them had it.
Yeah. Well, you have to make sure you get the proper one by Francis Bacon, because in the last couple of years, they've churned out ones by other authors who've adopted the story and taken it off into
right.
Outer space, you know.
Right. And I'm not so sure it's all that easy to get today.
Yeah, you'd have to get the reputable authors. And you could actually ask for original type in the old language, in other words, in the language of that day, if you want to. And in other words, they haven't been tampered with. They're just straight facsimiles of the original editions.
Would we be able to understand it?
You will be. There are some spelling differences and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, like time is T-Y-M-E. And
Moses is Moise, M-O-Y-S-E, you know.
Okay.
So, but you can figure it out quite easily.
Uh-huh.
But no, you cannot imagine where science would take you, like science fiction, unless you have a basis to take it from. And, of course, we're expected to believe that he knew all this stuff just by, you know, a dream or whatever.
Yeah.
In the 1500s.
Right, yeah, right.
When he was, the horse and buggy were your means of transportation, and a wax candle was your light.
Yeah.
It's impossible. No, they had the knowledge.
Well,
and, of course, that was the days of the Rosicrucians.
We're out of our hour.
We're out of time, right?
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
You want to come back tomorrow night?
Yeah, we should really try and get it out, because I think we weren't even on the air for the last 15 minutes. Or...
Oh, you're kidding me.
I think so, yeah.
Well, anyway, we can have these played again, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Scientology. Maybe
yeah.
we should take a look at that a little closer tomorrow.
Yes, that was a Masonic creation.
Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow night. Alan will be back with us. And thanks for being here. And remember, it is listener-sponsored broadcasting, and you, if you're a listener, that would mean you. Good night, folks. And Alan, thank you.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
How would you like to add 20 years to your life? Dr. Earl Mandel, the world's number one leading authority on health and nutrition, has revealed...